me due to a printing issue. So apparently their voting machines were messing up due to a printer issue, and they got it fixed now, they say. President Biden avoiding any public appearances here on Election Day. He did tape a radio interview, and the $2.04 billion Powerball ticket was sold in California. So we were just talking about President Trump's attorney had a radio interview today, and she said, "I like DeSantis, but he needs to just stay in Florida." Oh, boy. And I was saying, well, whatever reason, Trump is threatened by DeSantis. If he wasn't, he wouldn't already be starting to do these little digs at him. He wouldn't, because DeSantis hasn't announced he's running for president. In fact, all he's said up to this point is that he's not going to run for president. And, but there's all these polls, there's all these straw polls that are like, if the election were held today, who'd you vote for? And in some of these polls, DeSantis beats Trump. And so I think he sees that and just wants to make sure he's putting DeSantis in his place. Why? Unless he feels threatened by him. Then I just saw this. Apparently, he was talking to America First, and he said that DeSantis is a fine guy, but he'll hurt himself badly if he runs in 2024. He explained further that he, Trump, knows things about DeSantis that won't be very flattering. Okay, tell me that's not somebody who's not threatened. I mean, is that somebody who's not threatened? No, that's definitely somebody who feels threatened, and now he's putting out his own threat. That's a threat to Ron DeSantis. Don't run. I'll destroy you. Right?
Father of three young kids.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. With a wife who just got over cancer. I know a lot of you disagree with me on this, but Trump needs to go away. He just needs to go away. The reason why the election was close enough that it could be stolen in the first place. I'm talking to the MAGA supporters right now who are like, the election was stolen. The reason why the election was close enough that it could be stolen is because of Trump's pie hole. That's why. There's too many Republicans who voted Democrat, many for the first time ever, because they just couldn't take Trump anymore. The reason why Republicans got beat in droves nationwide is because the population couldn't take Trump anymore. Here's the thing. If Trump runs and DeSantis, Tim Scott, all these people, nobody runs against him. If Trump runs again and he's the nominee, let's put it this way. If Trump is the Republican nominee, I have no doubt that he's going to win because Biden is horrendous. So, I mean, it's like, I don't care who it is. You could pick any Republican and they're going to win. You can pick the most extreme Republican. You can pick the most moderate, but it isn't going to matter. They're going to win because Biden is horrendous. But Trump would be the president if he's the nominee. And if he's going to run, I previously thought if he ran, he will be the nominee. Now, I don't necessarily know. I'm not sure on that. I'm not saying that Ron DeSantis will be, because I'm still not sure if Ron DeSantis would run if Trump's going to. Because there's still, I think, people that don't want to split that conservative vote. Because what's going to happen if you get a Ron DeSantis or a Kari Lake or a Tim Scott or a Nikki Haley running for president, they're going to split the conservative vote. You're going to have conservatives voting for them, and then you're going to have the more moderate candidates that might run, like Mike Pence, who's going to get all the moderate votes, and they're not split. And so that would end up setting him, Mike Pence, to be the candidate, to be the nominee. That's the problem with what's going on right now. Trump's basically like, I'm going to be the one representing the conservatives. Everybody else stay away. And that's why he's already attacking Ron DeSantis. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So those are your top three stories. I don't know. Yeah, let's go ahead and do traffic.
I-10, I-110 checking in clear, as well as 9 Mile Road. Still seeing slow moving traffic as you leave Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. But other than that, we're checking in clear. see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tropical Storm Nicole is just north of the Bahamas. It's headed towards, I keep seeing it's making landfall anywhere between like Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, all the way up to Melbourne, Florida. It is expected to be a hurricane by 1 a.m. Thursday to make landfall, which kind of stinks. I hate that when they make landfall that early, you know, like that late at night, that early in the morning. So it's going to make landfall at 1 a.m. on Thursday. By Thursday afternoon, it'll be in Tampa. The eye of the storm will be in Tampa area. And then it'll head north straight up to Georgia is what the storm track's looking like right now. And pretty much just about all of the state, except for us, are going to have tropical storm or hurricane strength winds. So other than us and the Keys are pretty much going to be affected by this storm one way or another. We're going to have rain, of course, but not tropical storm strength winds. So we'll keep an eye on that one for Thursday night. It'd be Wednesday. So it's going Wednesday night into Thursday morning is basically where that's looking pretty bad. I need to give you an update here on real estate. Real estate is local. So with real estate being local, there is we've got a couple updates here locally. One, Lotus Campaign is pulling out of the Pensacola area. Lotus Campaign is a nonprofit that tries to provide housing for the homeless. And they're pulling their expansion out of Florida because they say there's not enough interested landlords in their program. Second one, the Maritime Park is Community Maritime Park apartment complex. It was actually a big apartment development. It was going to include a parking garage, 600-unit apartments, and then it was going to have some retail space as well. That project has also pulled out of the area. Well, basically, they haven't pulled out yet. They're actually asking for an extension on their lease option because they're saying they cannot afford to build what they planned on building. It was going to be a $110 million project, and now they're saying it's financially infeasible. The reason is because the rising construction cost. It's just too expensive. So they're asking the city council to go ahead and extend their lease option in order to give them more time for the market conditions to improve. This is one that I had my eye on. It was approved back in 2019. I was looking forward to it, actually. Even though one of the negatives about it is it was going to be expensive. These apartment units were going to be expensive to live in. But I think it would have added a lot of value to downtown Pensacola. And so I was looking forward to it, and it's unfortunate to see that they're saying now it's financially infeasible. They're hoping they get an extension on their lease option for market conditions to improve. And then finally, I saw a story here on CNBC talking about real estate equity being lost. I saw this on CNBC, and it goes, how much equity have homeowners lost since May? That's a very foreboding statement right there. Like, oh, dun, dun, dun. How much equity has been lost? Well, we've talked about how real estate's local, right? Well, one of the things is we talked to Christina Leavenworth last week. She explained that the real estate market is just balancing. We're getting a normalized market now. It's not a buyer's market. Still leans a little bit of a seller's market, but it is becoming a more normal market. But we also talked about equity in homes. And that, yes, home prices are down compared to earlier this year. But a surprising thing we found was home prices are up compared to October of last year. So, oh, really? Because you keep hearing all this stuff nationally, like all this equity has been lost. But home prices are still up from last year. Home prices are up dramatically higher compared to where they were in 2019. In other words, this CNBC article is like, this is how much equity you've lost since May. Okay. Part of their article even pointed out, this is the percentage increase of homes. It was like 45% increase of homes since 2019. Yet when they talked about the amount of equity lost, they didn't do it by percentage. They did it by dollar amount. The average American has lost $11,000 in equity. And you're like, oh, no. But why don't you do it as a percentage of equity lost compared to 2019 prices. Then it's like 1%. It's like, oh, okay. Well, here, like I pointed out, here locally, even though equity has gone down this year, most houses, the majority of houses, still have more equity in their home now than what they had this time last year, even with prices falling. So that's the important thing to remember. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're going to have full election night coverage for you here on News Radio 92.3, waiting for Andrew McKay to show up, and we're going to be covering this tonight until 10 o'clock, giving you your local, statewide, and national news. If you need to, need to listen to us, you can stream us online on our website, newsradio923.com. But you can also download our mobile app. Just look for the News Radio Pensacola app in your app store. And we've got a couple of links on our website. If you go to our website, newsradio923.com, at the top of the page, it says Get Our App. Click on that, and it has the links to both the Google and the Apple connections. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up next, Top Trending News. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I've got your sports hit coming up here in about 10 minutes. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this evening. Well, polls closing soon here in Florida, Georgia, Indiana, and Kentucky, just over a half an hour now. An exit poll by NBC today showing most voters are unhappy with how things are going in the U.S. right now. This exit poll, again, by NBC, finding 74% of people polled said they feel negatively about the way things are going around the country. Only a quarter of people polled said they're happy with the direction we're headed. 52% of Democrats said they were angry with the current trajectory of the U.S., and 92% of Republicans said they were dissatisfied. Pentagon now reporting the first delivery of surface-to-air missile systems has reached Ukraine. Those systems meant to be a major boost to Kyiv in the war against Russia, part of a bigger military aid package. And Bobby Sotheby's, a fine arts company based in New York, has an auction going off. I know you didn't win the jackpot, but if you did, you could have put in your bid on this. It's a T-Rex skull.
Oh.
But the minimum bid, $15 million for this T-Rex skull. It's been named Maximus. According to Sotheby's, the 200-pound skull is part of a skeleton that was discovered in South Carolina. The auction happening on December 9th.
I can tell you this assuredly, that if I did win $1 billion, I still would not be paying $15 million for a T-Rex head. Still just a dead animal's bone.
Well, now, what if it came with, like, a rib cage, too? Nope. Would that do anything for you?
Dead animal bone. Not interested. No, that's just... It's just a dead animal.
Throw in one claw. Final offer.
No. Not unless that claw has superpowers. So forget it. I don't get it. It's just a waste of money to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'd probably have better uses for $15 million, too.
I mean, somebody sent us in a $25 million yacht that's a yacht/submarine. All right, $15 million go towards that. That sounds cool. That I would do. $15 million? I might go ahead, like, okay, I want to splurge on something that's, like, stupid and frivolous. I have $1 billion. All right, I'll go ahead and buy a plane ticket to go to space. Do one of those space little things, go up and down, right? I got $1 billion now. I'm going to waste some money. That's how I'd waste it. It's like, I'll take a trip to space real quick.
Yeah, that'd be all right. Yeah. That'd be a good waste of money.
That'd be the waste.
Yep. That'd be the good way to do it.
That'd be a good waste of money. All right, let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. 29 is moving nicely, but we still are going to see some slowdowns as you're leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on the bridge due to construction. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your News Radio 92.3 Traffic on the Fives.
Coming up here next, got the states that are voting on recreational marijuana. Remember, there's more states now where it's completely legal for recreational purposes than states where it's completely illegal, not even for medical purposes. But you know, we might have a few more states that are going to vote on it. Today it's on the ballot. I'll tell you which states those are next. You've heard me say it before, it's not a matter of if, but when recreational marijuana will be legal pretty much everywhere. States that have it on the ballot today to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes, the same as alcohol: Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North and South Dakota. So there's 19 states, two territories, and D.C. that already have marijuana legal for recreation purposes. 19 states. So out of these, Arkansas, Maryland, Missouri, North Dakota, and South Dakota, it's looking most likely like Maryland voters will probably vote for it to be approved, but it wouldn't surprise me to see like Missouri as well. So, and there is a big ballot initiative to try to get it on our ballot in 2024. So 2024's election, we could have it on our ballot for you and I to vote on legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes. Abortion. A bunch of states are looking to change their abortion laws. California, Kentucky, Michigan, Montana, and Vermont. Some states like Kentucky are looking to completely restrict abortion, but some states like California and Michigan are looking to open it up and provide more access. So those are on the ballot today as well. We have full election coverage for you tonight, about 30 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.